October 4th, 2010 in Oroville. Monday's news includes announcements and an excerpt from a talk by Georges van Frekkum. But first, a look at today's weather. Scattered thunderstorms are expected. Temperature high 89 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 31 Celsius, and a low of 77 Fahrenheit, which is 25 Celsius. Georges van Frekkum, the well-known author, is presenting a series of four talks on integral yoga. Listen now to an excerpt of yesterday's talk entitled Preparing for the Miraculous, in which Georges spoke of the great change now taking place in this period of our evolution.
We cannot have an idea of the changes to come. We cannot imagine what it means that organs change into their subtle, essential function. And if you read the agenda, then you will see how the mother at a certain moment says, now it is the transformation of the nerve system, the most painful of all. And it is the transformation of this, it is the transformation of that. But something has to happen, if it has to happen. So you will see that in the Aurobindonian movement, a very useful term to talk about things, that in the Aurobindonian movement, at the moment, there is a kind of, who knows, who cares, let's go on. And therefore, I think it is so important that we realize that we are preparing for the miraculous. And I have chosen this term, not miracle, because it is a series of miracles, and they are happening now.
The talks given by Georges will be available on disc at Oroville Radio. The entire series of four will be ready by Monday, October 11th, for a donation. Last Saturday's play, A Little Bang, performed by a goodly number of Oroville's youngsters, is available for downloading at the Oroville Radio site. It was another memorable Johnny play created by and with the children, ably assisted by Jana, Jesse, and Mukta. The following was excerpted from the Mother's Agenda of 1972. Whenever I look at people and things, I always get the feeling of going backwards. I know, it's not even I know or I feel, it's none of that. I am ahead in consciousness. I'm already in the year 2000. So I know how things will be and here the mother laughs, it's very interesting. 3/4 of humanity are obsolete. But how wonderfully things get organized when you really and sincerely put yourself in the divine's hands. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Monday, October 4th, the news, with Marlenka on microphone, Yahalom and Miriam in studio. Questions and comments can be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.